Locker Room Chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman. Now we get set to talk about the Hiawatha Redhawks and head coach Michael Downer joining us. It's presented by Carl's Body Shop. Coach, two games into the season, 1-1, and coming off a home loss to Jefferson West this past Friday in week two. That was a 16-14 final. Your first two games have been decided by a total of 3 points, but again, the Tigers get the win by two this past Friday. You know, take us back to that one a little bit and just kind of the ebbs and flows of that game and the overall takeaway from it.
Sure. Well, you know, after I talked to the kids, watched film, we thought we were lacking in some areas in execution, for sure. Throwing the ball, we dropped a couple open ones, a couple touchdown passes. So it's been our focus this week, kind of try to fix that up a little bit. Get some receivers in there. Get those guys catching some balls. It's a game we'd obviously like to have back. We thought we beat ourselves in certain areas, but Jeff West played really hard. They came out and gave us all we wanted, and you know I was impressed with their effort, and they did some good stuff for sure. But yeah, it's a game we'd like to have back. We wish we had we need to fix some execution issues and some things on our end. But, you know, I am proud of how we played pretty hard. Just a few things here and there, penalties and lack of execution times ended up kind of getting us in the end.
And you kind of went back and forth with the two quarterbacks, and I wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, how Alex Pyle performed. You know, you brought him in the start of the second half. He leads a 60-plus yard touchdown drive through a 9-yard touchdown to Connor Kettler, and then he kind of just, you know, plays a little bit more sporadically in the second half, but certainly was able to put a good drive together and put some yards on the board. You know, talk about Alex, what you saw from him and the kind of game that he had for you.
Yeah, well, first of all, he did an excellent job coming in a clutch. It wasn't anything that was planned. Braden was struggling a little bit, so we thought we'd give Alex a try, and he did a nice job running for the ball, doing the things that we asked him to do. He did a great job. Alex and Braden kind of a little bit different styles of play. When we want to throw it a little bit, Braden's kind of our downfield guy. He can stretch field a little bit, you know, but Alex sure gives us a little bit better runner back there. That there's no question about that. So it was kind of a schematics thing with who we wanted to go with, and we let Alex have a try and did a really good job for us. So I was proud of him.
How important is it, you know, sitting here two games into a 8-game regular season, so a quarter of the way through? We mentioned earlier your first two games decided by a total of 3 points. You know, playing these close, tight games early, how much of a positive is that moving forward when we do get to the point of district play and getting towards the end of the season? How important is that?
Sure. You know, we play the Big Seven, so we've been battling that for years. Any night, anybody can beat you. It's a tough league, tough opponent every night, no matter who's across from you. So it's good to see that before district play, because obviously, you know, in our district, we got really good teams also. So you're going to continue to see good teams. You're going to continue to see physicality. You're going to continue to face adversity. So it's something that we feel good that we're seeing early on. We obviously wish we would have overcome adversity a little bit more last Friday, but it is good experience headed into districts.
And we'll talk about the matchup with Hiawatha as they take on Holton in their week 3 matchup. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Hiawatha head football coach. That is Michael Downard. Our locker room chats continuing, getting you set for week 3 on Friday night. It's presented by Carl's Body Shop, and the Redhawks getting a test with the Holton Wildcats on the road. And I don't think you can get a much more difficult start to a year than what Holton's had to go through the first two. They play number 1 in 2A, Nemaha Central in week 1, and then they play number 2 in 2A in Sabetha after that. Just shows how good the Big 7 is, number 1. But number 2, you play number 1 and number 2 in a respective class. That's as tough of a start as you can really have, and obviously sitting there at 0-2, but they played both games tough.
Yeah, they sure did. You know, we got both those games on film. Holton still impressed me. I know they lost both those games, but like you mentioned, those are Nemaha and Sabetha. Those are two really, really good football teams. Generally are all good. You know, those, when you think of the Big Seven, those three teams right there come to my mind, Holton, Sabetha, and Nemaha. So, sure, Holton's 0-2, but very high quality opponents those guys were facing. You know, the film, when I watch them, they're still physical. They're still going to get after you. They still do things the right way. They're still coached very well. So sure, yeah, 0-2, Holton is, but it's going to be a tough tall task for us. I'm hoping our kids are up to it.
What's the most challenging part about defending the offense that they run? It's something that, you know, every team that plays them seems to have a struggle, you know, with that specific style of offense. And they might have had the most turnover as far as players lost from their team last year that obviously made a state championship game run. But, you know, a lot of younger cats that are stepping in and trying to just learn week by week. But what are the challenges of just trying to defend that offense?
A couple things. Are always well coached up front, so they're always extremely well coached up front. They can block well. They're going to finish well. You know, a lot of those little details, just about finishing a block and getting their hands inside. Their linemen are always very, very good, no matter who it is, an older guy, a younger guy. If they're out there, they've earned the right to be out there playing. So their linemen are really, really well coached. Their backs, they hit the hole so fast. They hit it hard. And they're bigger kids. They're bigger backs. They're tough kids to bring down. They do a lot of good things well. They hit the hole hard. They run hard. They're not getting tackled usually after that first contact. They're driving their legs and they're getting their yards. And lastly, it's they run so many fakes, and it's hard for linebackers to really know where the ball is at with that bone offense. It's hard to really know where the ball is at. And you got to be sound. You got to be exactly where you're supposed to be at defensively if you're even going to have a chance. So kind of all those three things right there is if, you know, we got to be able to stop them and slow them down.
Finally, Coach, what do you want to see from your team on Friday when you make the road trip out to Holton?
Sure. Hoping some better quarterback play. If we can get it out, spread it around a little bit, better receiver play. Lyman, I thought, did okay at Jeff West. Need to kind of take another step forward. Need to be able to block well. We need to be able to run the football, kind of control the game a little bit offensively. And defensively, kind of like what we just talked about, we got to be able to slow those guys down. We got to get D linemen. We got to get up the field, get a little bit of penetration, slow their backs down, make them dance a little bit, and kind of just keep working at them just like they want to do to us, just kind of bring the physicality and try to match that the best we can.
There's Hiawatha Head football coach Michael Downer joining us, as he does each and every week, brought to you by Carl's Body Shop. Redhawks are 1-1, coming off a loss to Jeff West, and they'll go on the road to Holton for their Week 3 matchup on Friday night. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this week, and we'll do it again next week.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.